A young woman named Carrie Mae Parker went missing in spring 1991 from the Lake Tawakoni area of northeast Texas.
I remember her telling me that she was planning a birthday party for me, but she was going to be gone for a few days, but she'd be back on my birthday and we'd celebrate it. And I remember when she left, she walked out. She had a laundry basket on her hip as she was leaving. I remember crying and wanting to go to her, and Papa was telling me it would be all right, calm down.
The disappearance devastated three generations of a family and still hasn't been solved.
Where's her missing persons poster? Where's the outreach? I had to do all of the legwork. I had to do the research to determine what the laws were. I had to do the research to figure out how to get her into the database, when in actuality, it was the police department's responsibility to help me get it done. And that never happened.
But there's something different about Carrie's case. After years without answers, a shocking discovery. Local law enforcement never investigated. They hadn't even assigned a detective. Not a single search was conducted and no one was questioned for 20 years.
How the hell does that, how does a person disappear for this long and nobody ask any questions, nobody say anything, nobody does nothing?
And Carrie Mae Parker isn't the only one missing from the area.
After that, I said, okay, I have to be done with this because my family comes first. And trying to have hope is so utterly exhausting.
I'm George Hale, the host of a new podcast called Buried from KETR Public Radio in Northeast Texas. I've been following Carrie Mae Parker's family as they pursue the truth about her disappearance and about some of the people who let it happen.
He right near found out what was going on. He was getting pretty close to home. And they gave him a call and told him, you value the rest of your children's lives and your life. You best just drop it.
I wasn't prepared for what we learned. I think you're going to want to hear about it.
I blame all of them that took advantage. And nobody ever got held accountable. And that's the reason why now I understand. Now I understand why she was always angry.
Starting this fall, we're going to take a hard look at how law enforcement handles crimes against our most vulnerable citizens.
Everybody around here protects each other. And if you're a threat, you're gone.
You can subscribe now on the NPR One app or wherever you get podcasts.